Chapter 1, starting at verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Breath. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship or daughtership through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
Well done. Thank you. You only breathed a few times. It's good, isn't it, to realise that we have so much that we can be joyful for. And I know we can be very joyful because I've got a bag. It's very exciting bag. Well, it's not a very exciting bag. It's a bag that's about to fall apart. Look at that handle. It's really going to fall apart. I'm slightly nervous holding this bag. But it's an exciting bag because of what's in the bag. It's a treasure bag. It's a gift bag. It's exciting, isn't it? I'm pleased that you're all ready. Right, so let's have the first present. Because the first present is this big one. Who would like to open this present? Come on then, as you're up here, as you're standing up. Come onto the stage and open this. Right, so this present, the first thing, look, lots of people are getting very excited. I'm trying to think how many of these I could actually give away or I need at home. They're just illustrations, not getting right. Okay, so this first present is a present because God says he blesses people. Yeah, he blesses people. Right at the beginning of this reading, God says he blesses us in so many different ways. He loves people. Yeah. He loves people in all sorts of different ways. He chooses people. He chooses them, and then he adopts them into his family. So this gift is going to help us remember who it is that God blesses, who it is that God loves, who it is that God chooses, and who it is that God adopts. Let's open it. Oh, yeah, come on, get your hand up. Here you go, that's it. Rip it. Don't matter. That's it. Oh. Right, okay. So do you want to hold it up to everyone? Hold it up. Right, so, go on, turn it round so that everyone can see. Everyone can see like that, right? So it's not a mirror. Who's in that mirror? Who's in it? It's you, isn't it? It's you. So have you got it? Yeah. So because this is the thing I want you to remember. When we have to think, who is it that God loves? Who is it that God chooses? Who is it that God adopts? Who has gone for and chosen a pet to have in their home? You've chosen pets to have, and you choose pets. I mean, it might be you choose a pet because You know, there was six of these kittens, and one of them was just there and looked so cute. And so you thought, oh, we're going to have that one because it looks cute. It might be that one of the, that, you know, you go to a place and there's four puppies, and one of them comes bounding in a jolly way over to you. And you go, oh, he's chosen me. I will have that. No? That's what we do, isn't it? We choose pets because they're cute. Or we choose pets. It might be we feel sorry for it. You know, we think, oh, look at that one. That one looks like the runt of the litter. We'll have that one. That little one over there. But you know what God does? He doesn't look at us and go, you know, I'll choose the cutest. I'll choose the one that comes bounding to me. I'll choose. God says, yeah, I choose to love you because he made us. He made us and he loves us. Not because you're cute. Not because you're worth adopting, but because he wants to adopt you. So there's our first gift that can help us remember. Thank you very much. Should we put that? We'll put that there. And thank you very much. You can go now. I like pushing people off the stage. Right, our second gift is because it says that, you know, sometimes, do you like it when you get showered with goodness and love? Vanessa and I, as you know, last week, for the last 2 weeks, a couple of weeks ago, we were on a lovely, amazing holiday. And all for those 2 weeks, people were showering us with kindness and food and just fun and stuff. And they were just showering us all the time. And it was like, this is brilliant. For these 2 weeks, we were being showered with love. But then it stopped. And we got home last Friday, and we had a meal, and no one cleared our plates away. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? We just sat there for ages, and no one, I mean, oh, we're going to have to do this ourselves. And we're going to have to wash up. Oh, this is, what's going on? Yeah, because sometimes we get, let's see what our second gift is. Come on, Anna. This is our second gift, because I think this is something that we need to remember about this passage, because it's all about, God choosing you. Yeah, open it. Choosing us. Yeah, loving you. He adopts you into his family. And he wants to do that because, look at that. He wants to shower us. Yeah, you can hold it over your head. See if any water comes out. Right. He wants to shower us. But also the good thing is when you have a shower, what normally happens to you? You get wet and then clean. And clean. Yeah, you get wet and clean. Because what God wants to do, he says, I adopt you into my family, which is a reason to celebrate. And I want to shower you with my love and shower you so you're clean and forgiven. It's so easy to think, why would God want to adopt me when all the bad things I've done? Why would God want to adopt me when all the mistakes I've made, all the horrible things I've said to someone, or the things I've thought about someone? Why would God want to adopt me? Because he showers his kindness and he forgives us. He washes us clean. That is good news. Thank you very much. Well done. Now you can go. Bye-bye. Right, so we've got our mirror, we've got a shower. What's the next one? Just make sure we get the right one. Okay. So the next bit of the verse, the next bit of this chapter that, or the, this passage that Bart read, said that it's amazing because we're part of God's family, because we're forgiven. It's exciting that he's revealed something to us. He's shown us something. So we've got another. John, come up. John, come up. Yeah, right. Okay. So here is the next gifts are really small. We've got two really small. Right. So God has shown us something, because who has ever got lost? Yeah. Where did you get lost?
On my D&V expedition.
On a D&V expedition. That's a good place to get lost, isn't it? Never mind. Vanessa and I almost got lost in Hamburg. Vanessa thinks that we did get lost, but Google exists, so you're never properly lost. But we were lost. We had what was called a Hamburg card, which meant we could get on any transport. We could get on the ferries, we could get on the buses, we could get on the trams, we could get on the trains, we could get on absolutely anything. And so in the morning, we walked to this ferry station, which was really exciting, and it had loads of graffiti everywhere, and it was really good and really cool. And we got on a ferry and went across the water to the main city. And then we went and looked at things, and I said to Vanessa, we haven't got value out of our Hamburg card. We ought to get on a bus. So a bus came along, so we got on this bus, not really knowing where it was going, I'll be honest. Had a little hope as to where it was going, but it was going in the opposite direction from where I hoped it was going. Anyway, but so we got on this bus, and we looked and we thought, we're getting further and further out of the city. And we thought, this is not exciting. We want to be in the city. So we pressed the bell on the bus so it could stop at the next stop. And it went into the middle of the road. There was sort of a big space between the traffic going that way and the traffic going that way. And there was this big space. And for some reason, it stopped there and dropped us off in the middle of this massive, really busy road. And Vanessa got a little bit annoyed. and a little bit, I don't know why you're thinking this is fun, Simon. But we eventually found our way back. But the thing is that God also wants to show us his plan. He wants to. So what have we got here? What have we got here? Can you see? We've got a map. It's very exciting, isn't it? It's a map of places that I haven't heard of. I must have. Can you read? Salford. I don't know. Careful. And Barton on the Heath. But so God's given us a map, and that's a great way of getting down. And this is an old thing. It's a compass. It's a compass. So we can see where we are and which direction to go. Which is like, why do we need that when we've got Google? But this is easier to, as a visual thing. Because God says, this is the plan. This is the plan I have. I want everyone to come to know me. I want Jesus to be the center of everything that takes place. And I want you, because you're adopted into my family, it's you. You've been showered and you're clean and forgiven. So now I want you to be a part of my plan. Which is exciting, isn't it? It's exciting that God wants us to be a part of his plan. Thank you. Right. The next bit in the passage, because this is a brilliant passage. There are so many reasons why we can celebrate. This is what we're thinking today. Why can we celebrate? We can celebrate because we've been adopted into his family. We can celebrate because he showers us with kindness and forgives us. We can celebrate because he has shown us what the plan is, and he wants us to be part of the plan. We can also celebrate because look, it's a tiny one. Come on, Adam, you can come up. The tiny one, right? Because I don't. Is Steve's here? I'm not Steve. You know, you told me a story about your daughter and her boyfriend going to a far off place because they had an inheritance. Can I tell that story to everyone? Yeah, good. Because I've almost told it now, haven't I? So I was chatting with this guy in church earlier this week, and we were praying for her. And he was saying that his daughter's boyfriend has been given or has found out that he's got an inheritance of a home in Bahamas? Jamaica. It was close-ish. In Jamaica. Right, so he's got this, he's been given this home because, you know, someone in the family has died, but there, someone else is now living in the house, and is he going to get the house, and does he want a house in Jamaica? He went to Jamaica. He didn't even look at the house. They just spent lots of time on beaches and having fun and enjoying themselves. They didn't go and look at the house. So is this house ever going to come to that family? To this? We don't know. You don't know, did you? You say you didn't know. Because sometimes we can hope we might get some sort of inheritance. But, you know, God wants to say to us, You will have an inheritance of eternity with him. So open it up. What do you think it is? You don't know, something little. What is it? It's a key to remind us that God has given us an inheritance. That's something to celebrate, isn't it? But I found this key at home, and I said to Vanessa, do you know what it's for? She went, I've no idea. And I've got no idea. So there is a home that this key fits. Do you want to start trying? Thank you, you can go now. So it's just another reminder of a reason to celebrate that because God has chosen us, because he showers his kindness and showers us so that we can be forgiven, because he's shown us the way, he's shown us that Jesus is the most important, he says there's an inheritance for you. There's something that you can have. Yeah, an inheritance in the future. You will have a key to the best house possible. Not just in Jamaica, but somewhere even better. And then we got one more gift. Come on, Lord, come on. And because... There you go. You can open it as well. You can. And so, at the end of this passage, it says, Paul says to the people, all these things are true. All these things are going to take place. All these things have taken place. You've been chosen. You've been forgiven. You've been adopted. You've been showered. You've been, I've shown you the way. I'm going to give you my inheritance. And I want to see all that. I want to make sure you know that it is something that is totally true. in the old days, people, or even now, the royal people, don't they? They put a seal of their authority, or you might put a signature to say, this is mine, or your school book, you might decorate it in a particular way so that everyone knows it's yours. I love the way that in this passage, Paul says, God puts a seal of the Holy Spirit in us. And so as we get the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit lives in us, it's a seal, it's a guarantee of all these things. All these things. And we thought it would be good that we could have a seal on everyone to remind us all these things are true. So can you see that we've got a stamp here, haven't we? It's difficult to see what it says. On that side, you can just about see what it says. Can you see what it says? It says, yes, Jesus loves you. Because it's a guarantee of what God has done. And so we're going to sing some songs now. And while we sing these songs, because there's so much to celebrate, I'm going to ask someone to get an ink pad. And we're going to, and anyone who would like to, will come round and will stamp, yes, Jesus loves you, as a seal to say, yeah, I know that's true. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, he's chosen you. Yes, he's adopted you. Yes, he's forgiven you. Yes, he's shown you his plan. Yes, he's going to give you an inheritance. Yes, he's given you his Holy Spirit because yes, Jesus loves you. Father God, we thank you so much for your amazing love. We thank you that you are the God who loves us and showers that love on us in so many ways. We thank you that we have so many reasons to celebrate. Yes, Lord, we look at this world and we despair. We look at this world and we think, what is happening? But Lord, we know that no matter what is happening in this world, we can know that you love us. You accept us. You want us as part of your family. You want to give us an inheritance. You want to forgive us and shower goodness upon us. Lord, it is amazing all these things you have done. So Lord, we want to say thank you. And like it says in the passage, for these reasons we give glory to Jesus. For these reasons we choose to celebrate. For these reasons, we choose to give honor and praise to Jesus. Amen. Amen. So please do stand. We'll come round if there's someone coming near you with a pad. If you would like to be marked, it does wipe off very easily with a damp cloth. And it's safe. Then just put your arm out or your hand and we will stamp you as a way for you to say to God, yeah, I know you love me. I know you've accepted me. I know you've forgiven me. I know you're with me. I know your spirit's in me. It's a way of saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know that you love me.